Thank you very much, Christine. You are bold because you have made more requests in your presentation than all the other speakers before you together. So let's see how the CEP reacts. Well, I thank you very much for your comprehensive presentation. I will give the floor now to colleagues. Are there any requests from the floor? No one seems to be moving. And therefore, I think that I see it from the positive side of having the agreement of the CEP to take note of the information provided, welcome the activities of the Working Group on Environmental Monitoring and Assessment, and endorsing the new mandate in terms of reference of this group for the period 2024-2028. Set in document EC/CEP/AC.10/2023/2/1 and forward them to the EC Executive Committee for approval. Also to take note of the timetable of activities of the working group in 2024. I will include in the decision a request to member states and organizations to provide in-kind and financial support to the Environmental Monitoring and Assessment Program. I will also suggest to include the expression of gratitude to Austria, Switzerland, and the European Union for their financial support. And now that UNEP is again in the room, also expression of gratitude to UNEP and including the Secretariat to the Convention on Biological Diversity and the European Environment Agency, together with the United Nations Statistics Division, OECD, WHO, and the United Nations Institute for Training and Research for their substantive support to the program. And because you referred to this problem of not having received the self-assessment within a specific timeline, I will suggest to include a request to the countries, encouragement to the countries for them to submit, for the ones that have not submitted the self-assessment, to submit the self-assessment reports under the Shared Environmental Information System review on the theme AIR. I think that we should include a deadline again. I know that's a second deadline, but you know, we tried one, let's try a second one, and hopefully it will work. And you will tell me later what the deadline should be. I would prefer to have a deadline. This is the 2nd of November, at least until the end of November. If it's okay, wonderful. So telepathy. Wonderful. End of November. On thank you also for the information provided on the reflection, ongoing reflection on the 8th Pan-European Environmental Assessment. I understand your concern that what we had in the past, at least in this last conference, and for the 7th European Environment Assessment does not happen again, which is to take a decision, find the resources quite late. But if we go back, we all will remember that this was not taken for granted. So there was a discussion, lengthy discussion, whether or not to have this assessment. And this was the reason why everything arrived so late. So 2027 is in a few years still, yes. 2025 also, we are in 2023, so you cannot expect countries to be that quick. We need some time. And we also have annual budgets, so we have to deal with these requests, taking into account that we have annual budgets and only the year before we know what we will have in terms of financial availability the year after. So it's not easy also for countries. Even when there is a wish, sometimes it's not sufficient. I will also suggest to include a call to member states to increase the use of the common set of EC environmental in-state of environment reporting indicators, and to further harmonize data flows across the region. So this is what I suggest to do. If the committee agrees, thank you very much. It will be included in the proposed decisions of today. We will now move to another sub-item within this item, which is the Joint Task Force on Environmental Statistics and Indicators that met in November 2022 after the committee special session in Nicosia, and you met again this year in October. I would like to invite, I'm not going to say your name again, I will not risk it, you will say it. I will invite the chair of the Joint Task Force to report on the recent work of